When we talk about being meek and lowly, we're not talking about being weak or somebody with low self-esteem. Meekness is controlled strength, controlled power, and humility or lowliness. It's not about self-confidence. It is totally about being under divine authority. We've been looking at Jesus, who said he was meek and lowly. If we come unto him and learn of him, we will have rest for our souls. From all of our stress, struggle, and strain, he'll bring us into a place of rest. And let me just add, doing the will of God, doing the word of God, if you find it in the book, do it. Find it in the book, then do it. He says, you'll lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Do that. Lay hands on people that are sick. Believe God that they'll recover if you believe. If it says tithe, then I'm going to tithe. If it says give offerings, I'm going to give offerings. If it says that I'm to submit myself to the ordinances of authority that God says to, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I purpose when I serve God, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to give God my whole heart. Jesus is our example, and he was under domestic authority. He was under civil authority, and I know it's been controversial for some, but he was under spiritual authority as well. He had to fulfill all righteousness by being baptized by John the Baptist, because John was ahead of him in ministry. Jesus' ministry hadn't even begun yet, and it couldn't until he submitted himself to John. Submitting himself to John. Let me tell you that submission, or being someone who subjects himself, comes under somebody's authority, doesn't mean that they are less than, or it doesn't mean that the person that they're submitted to is a greater person than them. John the Baptist wasn't greater than Jesus, I guarantee you. No. Jesus was the Son of God. Think about this. Mary goes to Elizabeth when she is pregnant because the angel of the Lord told her to. And what does she do? She comes to Elizabeth and serves Elizabeth. Oh, my friend. Why? Because Elizabeth was her elder. What Elizabeth carried in her womb, which was John the Baptist, was less than what Mary carried inside of her. You may out-preach other preachers, but it doesn't mean that you're under authority. Maybe the person you're under can't even preach as good as you, sing as good as you, does not have the charisma you do have. But they're God's man, God's woman that you're supposed to be under. Why? Because you can't launch what you have until you submit to another. In fact, Mary could not birth the Messiah until she served Elizabeth. God sent her to Elizabeth. Submission is a military term in Scripture that means get under the rank order. It is for our protection, and it's for God's provision in our lives. I have learned one thing about submission. I may think I'm submitted, but I don't know until it's tested. Or it's really tested only when I disagree. Are we submitted to the authorities that God has for us? We learned in Luke chapter 2, when Jesus was subject to Mary and Joseph, he grew in favor, he grew in wisdom. When he submitted himself and was baptized of John, the Father validated him. He said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. I want God to be pleased with me. What about you? Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that it's easy to serve you. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Thank you, Father, we can learn of you, grow in you. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen and amen. I'm asking you from my heart to pray for He's Alive Radio and become a covenant partner. Every month we send you a coaching CD, and that's just our way of saying thank you. Summer months are pretty lean for most all ministries, and it has been this summer very lean at times, and we need to meet our budget. Would you pray and ask God what He would have you to give? Would you just simply, seriously pray and say, what can I give? If it's $20, that will go a long ways. If everybody would do something right now that loves this ministry, it doesn't have to be a lot, but would do something in obedience, the need would be met. Write to us today. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. You can also give online at he'salive.net. Bye-bye for now. Be in God's house this Sunday.